Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Watching Game Time Decisions. I am Gable Morenci, and I'm on a grid, and so is the raging redhead Cam Stewart. It's football Friday, which means Cousin Sal is stepping up and in to kick it with us. Joey Odessa is stepping up and in to kick it with us. We're talking football because it's football Friday. We're talking UFC. We're talking NBA. We're talking Stanley Cup Finals. Maybe a little Major League Baseball tonight, but yeah, just a little. Cam, as I looked at the strikeout props, actually, and it's like trying to read an Arabic phone book. I was like, I don't know. No, you know what? All kidding aside, yeah. It was like, yeah. I'm in
hieroglyphics. You're like, yeah, what the?
I'm in the Middle East in a phone booth, and I can't read it. And what the hell is this? Can't call a taxi. But yeah, I'm looking at the strikeout props, and I'm like, oh God, I don't know. They've actually, yeah. I think they got tired of losing. Everyone's 5.5 tonight. Like, everyone's 5.5, 6.5. Like, scrubs are 5.5. I guess you can go under if you want, but we've got a big basketball game tonight. We've got the Stanley Cup Finals. It's Football Friday. We've got a college football game on tap this evening. We've got Joey Odessa throwing it down. So let's get some line updates right now. As the money comes in on the Boston Celtics, Cam. Number last night, it was 3, but it gets up to 3.5. Yep. It's still 3.5 right now. The total is 213 and a half. And I just don't get it. You know, over and over and over and over again with the Miami Heat, we see this where same thing against Milwaukee, right? Well, they won. Well, they're getting 5 points. Well, they won again. Yeah, they're getting 5 points. Well, they won again. All right, we'll give them 4 points only this time. Dude, they're up 3-1, and they're getting priced like they're like Boston's the better team. Boston is not the better team. That's why they are down 3-1. And I know Boston's going to bring it tonight, but quite frankly, I don't think it matters if they bring it tonight. I think Miami plus the points is a very interesting play. We'll break down to the game. We'll get into all of the props. Stanley Cup Finals. Cam, you want to talk about a tough one tonight? Ooh, it's tough one to pick a winner tonight, isn't it?
It sure is, buddy. Hey, whatever you do, I'm going to do. I'm hoping that you're going to go on Dallas tonight.
What do you mean, whatever I do?
It's your pick, man. Last time I didn't listen, I got burned.
More pressure on me than the Dallas Stars did. I got people left and right. Who are you taking in the cup game?
Exactly. Hey,
you're killing the cup. Who you want tonight?
Yeah. You and Hainser, you guys are my guys tonight. I'm going to let you guys do the work. I want to say something quickly in baseball, though, Gabe, while the game's on live. Flaherty of the Cardinals fell off the mound. He's okay. But after he fell off the mound, awkwardly, he gave up a solo job. So Milwaukee's up 3-0 in a big series there. But I understand baseball just a little bit. But for all you Jack Flaherty fans, a little bit of a scare. The guy rolled right off the mound. He's still in the game, but he looks a little bit rattled.
Oh, I'm excited for some playoff baseball. On Tuesday, yes. We're going to have 4 playoff baseball games. On Wednesday, we're going to have 8 playoff baseball games. 8.
Love
8.
Playoff baseball.
8.
Amazing. So, that's so good.
I got to believe if there's 8 baseball games that we're going to be on during one of them.
I think we're probably going to be on during 5 or 6 of them. I don't know what I don't even know how you have 8 playoff baseball games in a day, Morenci, but hey, they'll give it a shot, buddy. It'll be fun.
Yeah, by nature, we should be on. So yeah, we got a ton of baseball here this evening. We'll touch on a little bit, but it's Football Friday. We're going to get into the NFL. We've got UFC 253. From Fight Island, Israel Adesanya and Paulo Costa in the main event. Israel Adesanya is the best ever 19-0 fighter you've never heard of before. Mm. So we're gonna get into that with Joey Odessa. Shout out to all of our radio affiliates. I am Renzi, kicking it with a raging redhead. Cam Stewart is Football Friday, which means Cousin Sal is stepping up. And we're going to run the gauntlet. We're going to go through every NFL football game on the board on this program over the next couple hours. We promise. I'm going to make it happen. We're also going to hit the college football board. And in fact, yeah, yesterday was big news with the Pac-12 coming back. The Mountain West is going to start. And the MAC has announced that they're in.
So that's the best. It's the best. Hey, everybody, we're the Mac. Six games sound good? Yeah, let's do it, guys.
Well, I got to tell you, the college football season just wouldn't have been the same unless we got Central Michigan versus Western Michigan. Come on. Yeah.
Exactly.
Come on. We need a Bronco Chippewa battle. So yeah, now all 10 conferences are actually eventually going to start playing college football, including the SEC that kicks off tomorrow. And it's very interesting, actually, with the SEC guys, because if you think about it, most of these SEC teams play the Citadel in week one. You know what I mean? Like they, you know what I mean? Like they play like, you know, Eastern Illinois, or, you know, they all normally play a cupcake schedule out of the gate and sort of, you know, they're in the shallow end before they start playing SEC football. Teams are coming right out of the gate. There's no real sort of close, like, oh boy, this team could get knocked off. But we're going to go over the point spreads in the SEC. And I got to tell you, the dogs are barking, or at least I think. I hear them barking. I don't know if they're going to bite tomorrow, but I hear them barking right now, Cam.
Oh, yeah, I hear them too. They're angry. They're hungry and angry dogs. They've been outside tied up on the chain. They're pissed. I'm going to tell you, though, Gabe, I agree 100%. I think the dogs are alive there. And it's interesting, though, you mentioned the Citadel. Didn't Clemson have a 45-0 lead in the first quarter against the Citadel last weekend, too? They're only up 45-0. The game just started. They got the Citadel.
Citadel covered when it was all said and done. Citadel covered. Citadel. Yeah, yes, it was like 51.5. They covered.
Exactly. It's huge. Yeah.
Clemson took the pedal off the metal late. No need to run the score up on the Citadel. So we'll get you caught up to date as far as all the NFL line moves are concerned. Give you some NFL picks as well. Big night tonight. Stanley Cup Finals, NBA Eastern Conference Finals. Let's do this thing.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life. So I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Renzi. Let's do this thing. It's Football Friday. The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart's fired up for Football Friday, although his fantasy football team better light it up because he left a player on the bench last night. At least you didn't leave the Miami Dolphins on the bench last night.
Yes, man.
That was so easy. Like, I hate to say, I should have put more. I hate to be that guy, but we should have put more. Yeah. I called it. I said it, like, pretty much as good as, like, I broke it down as well as I could have, Cam. When I stated 2 weeks ago, everybody said Jacksonville were terrible. And everyone was saying that Miami we're going to compete for a playoff spot or at least be like an 8-8 caliber football team. Miami loses to two damn good teams in New England and Buffalo. Suddenly Jacksonville's favored. And I tell you what, Jacksonville looked like a terrible football team last night. I'm sure people that were watching them were thinking, oh my God, how did I lay points with these guys?
You said it, man. Wrong team was favored. Should have been Miami 2.5, 3, right? It just absolutely flipped. And, you know, we addressed it by game time. No, I'm resty. That was an old school beatdown. Like, Ryan Fitzpatrick was laughing. You see how loose he was? It's like, I'm doing anything I want to do against these guys. Miami played a good team.
I'm still getting over Ryan Fitzpatrick. I've got a problem. I'm glad that we won the bet last night. And whatever, you know, me and Fitz, we go way back being a Buffalo Bill fan. But this is unbelievable. I don't know. I don't think it's being talked about enough. I brought it up last night after the game on Sports Rage late night. But Ryan Fitzpatrick became the first quarterback in NFL history last night to throw for two touchdown passes, run for one touchdown pass, rush for at least 20 yards, and catch a pass.
Wow.
That was a big fantasy night. Think about that. He threw two touchdown passes. He ran for one. He rushed for 20-plus yards. And he caught a pass. Only one player in the history of the National Football League has done that before. As crazy as it sounds. Think about it. Like, so two touchdown passes throwing, one touchdown rushing, at least 20 yards or more rushing, and one reception, at least one reception. It's only happened once in the history of the game. Walter Payton did it.
Sweetness.
And now Ryan Fitzpatrick is in the record books with Walter Payton. It somehow like leaves a bad taste in my mouth. But it nevertheless, does. Hell of an accomplishment. A great accomplishment by either guy. Think about it, though. So Fitzpatrick's the first quarterback ever to do that. What I'm thinking is, holy crap. Walter Payton was a running back. So
I know.
How did he throw two touchdown
throw
passes?
Throw for two touchdowns. Exactly.
Two touchdown passes, rush for a touchdown, rush for 20 more yards, and caught a pass. Walter Payton was a complete player. But we should state that, you know, give credit to Ryan Fitzpatrick. No quarterback's done that in the history of the NFL, Cam. It's pretty impressive. You got to give him his due for that.
I will. Like, the thing about Ryan Fitzpatrick is you got to hand it to this guy in life in general. The money he's made, his longevity. The only thing we remember is the game where he threw seven picks and all of them were inside the 5-yard line when we had huge money on the game. These are things you never get out of your craw. But he has been, a serviceable quarterback for a long time. And I will say this, Morency, guys on the team like him. You saw it. You talked about the body language last night, the jokes, the looseness, the fun.
Oh,
he looks like a guy that's... He is. He is like, he looks very happy and content with his life right now, and it shows on the football field.
He used to be uptight. I remember, like, you know, he used to be that guy. It's not my job to help the young quarterback. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's my job to be as good as I can be. Right? Like, he was sort of a grumpy guy in past years. But yeah, you can really tell. I talked about it before the game. You can just tell he's having fun with it. He knows Tua's waiting in the bullpen right now. But Fitz will be just fine. He's already exceeded expectations. And quite frankly, if Fitz keeps playing like this, it's going to be hard to get Tua on the field. That's what
exactly.
Fitz does, though.
I know.
Like, he's just good enough to hang around all the time. Like, it's unbelievable with this guy.
Got to hand it to him.
It is what it is. But I'm looking forward. I like the college football card. I got 7 bets circled for you guys that we'll share with you on the program tonight. As far as the NFL is concerned, Chicago Bears and the Atlanta Falcons. Falcons in a must-win situation. But Cam, is similar to the Miami Dolphins, you know, and Joey Odessa is going to be joining us in a couple of minutes. And me and Joey talk about this often in the MMA world. You can't look at a guy's losses. You have to look at, well, who did he lose to? You know what
exactly.
I mean? One guy could be 9-2, and another guy could be 14-6. And it's like, yeah, the guy is 14-6, fought like everybody. Right. And the guy that's 9-2 hasn't fought anyone before. Right. And you can do the same thing in football. Now, we call it MMA math. 2 + 2 doesn't always equal 4. But, you know, this team beat that team. So this team and that fighter lost to this guy. So he's going to beat that guy. You know, it's all matchups. But you look at Cam, the Atlanta Falcons in week 1 played the Seattle Seahawks and Russell Wilson, you know, went crazy. He threw 4 touchdown passes on him. Russell Wilson did the same thing against the Dallas Cowboys. All right. And it's Russell Wilson. So I'm not really going to blame the Falcons for
last week. Against the Patriots.
Mm-hmm, they blew the lead. They blew the lead, right? So they blew the lead. Dallas are an explosive offense as well. I'm not letting them off the hook for blowing the lead. The Falcons are chokers, and they got to stop choking all the time. But stylistically, this is a great spot for them right now. And nobody believes in them, so the point spread is 3. I know the Bears' defense is pretty good, but the Falcons' offense is good enough to move the ball to anybody, right? They would score on Baltimore, Buffalo. It doesn't matter. Atlanta are going to score on you. Problem is, they don't score when it matters late in the fourth quarter.
That's true.
Their defense will fall apart. Matt Ryan gets worse as the game goes on. He definitely does. He's not great in clutch situations. But with all that being stated, I don't think the Bears' offense can expose the Falcons the same way that Dak Prescott and Russell Wilson did. They don't have the same weapons. They don't have the same offense. Dallas are a lethal offense when Kellen Moore doesn't screw it up. They have a ton of weapons. Chicago doesn't. I just don't think Chicago is going to be able to outscore Atlanta in this spot. And, you know, I don't know, man. If Quinn loses this game, quite frankly, I don't see how he survives, bro. Like, at some point, no. And I like him, but at some point.
I like him a lot, too. He's on the list.
You know, you've got to go. Like, you know, and Matt Ryan's got to look in the mirror. They all got to look in the mirror. But I like the Falcons in this game. It's gut check time. It's gut check time for this team. I like them. -3. I tell you, this game has push written all over it. Falcons are going to win by 3.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you this. I think the Falcons, and you said it, Russell Wilson threw for 4 against him. He threw for 5 against the Patriots. They got a good D, so don't worry about it. It's a totally different thing going up against the Bears. The Bears had problems beating the Giants. The Giants came back in that game. They could have won that game, so I'm kind of with you on that one. I think everybody's thinking Atlanta's in the toilet. Well, I think the Bears are a fraudulent 2-0. I don't think they're that good, to be honest with you, Gabe. I don't think they're that good of a football team.
I think they're okay. I think they're pretty good.
Okay.
I think the Bears, yeah, they're okay. You know, they're not a 10-6 team.
No.
They could be a 9-7 caliber. Listen, their defense is pretty good, right? It's not like elite, top elite like it was a few years ago, but it's still it's better than average. It's a good defense. Their offense is hit or miss. You know what I mean? It just is with Trubisky, yet it's up to the coaching staff to put Trubisky in the best possible position to succeed. Right, it's not just all Trubisky. Total is 47 in that football game. And listen, it's hard to bet an under of an Atlanta Falcon game, I'll tell you that. There's been line movement all week. Nobody believes in the Philadelphia Eagles. Nobody believes in the Philadelphia Eagles this week. It was 6.5. It's been bet down to 4.5 right now. And yeah, here's another team, very similar to Atlanta, Cam. Seems to me Philadelphia are in a very good spot. Like, if they can't win this game, they got big problems, obviously. That's an understatement. But, I mean, if they can't win and cover, like, this is a good spot for Philadelphia to be in at home against a bad defense, an inexperienced quarterback, a bad football team, and you're only laying 4.5 points. I think the spread should remain where it was, Kev. Is it a trap line at 4.5?
I don't think so. I'm on the Eagles this week, too. The more I think about it, I think they win this game between 10 and 13. The Bengals, yeah, Joe Burrow's always in every game. The back door is open, Morenci, but this is a perfect spot. They can do the things. Remember what Chubb did it against this Bengals defense. Sanders is going to go off, and that's going to set up the passing game. Wentz is going to finally break out. I love the Eagles. Eagles by 13. They cover.
Eagles by 13. Cam's giving exact win margins. I like it. I like the authority. Eagles win by 13. Next. All right, good. So Joey Odessa is going to join us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Continues. I am Morenci. We're kicking it over Rage and Reddit. Cam Stewart, who is reporting that things got hostile at the stare down between Israel Adesanya and Paulo Costa. There's no need for that, right? Yeah, we can all be gentlemanly about this, you know, and respect each other. There's need. No, oh, wait, that's right. They're fighters. I always love when people are like surprised when a fighter says something offensive or like when a fighter does something like, wow, you know. He is a fighter, right? Like, you know, he's not a librarian. Like, he's kind of... and Conor McGregor, yeah, I'm here with Conor McGregor, going to fight, maybe going to fight Manny Pacquiao. Pardon me if I don't give a crap, but let's bring in Joey Odessa right now. Joey's the odds maker here. So, Joe, what's your quick take on that? Conor says he's in talks with Manny Pacquiao. When I saw it, I wasn't like, oh, wow, that's super cool. I was like, yeah, whatever, bro. The next, you know, it is what it is. What's your quick take on Pacquiao and Conor McGregor?
You know, that boat sailed. I mean, it's just a cash grab for Conor and Pacquiao. I mean, it'll do sales. I mean, it'll get a ton of press. But, I mean, is Conor really, are we going to fall for that again? I didn't fall for it when he fought Floyd. I mean, do you really think that Conor's going to step up and be arguably one of the best fighters of the last, what, 3-4 decades? No, I mean, one thing about it, though, if Conor and him don't jaw too much, Manny might carry him. He might catch a nice price if, you know, if everybody bets under. People will think, well, Floyd stopped him, Manny should be able to stop him. And, you know, Manny is. Manny might just want to take him 12 rounds or 10 rounds, whatever they schedule it for. Just a thought.
That's a great point. It's a great point that you raise as far as carrying him. I mean, you know, we know that Conor did get carried by Floyd, and it was pretty obvious. I mean, Floyd went to Burger King at 4 a.m. the night before the fight after he left a strip club. That's all you need to know about how seriously Floyd Mayweather took that Conor McGregor fight. But nevertheless, let's get into this. Israel Adesanya, 19-0. And I said earlier, he's the best 19-0 fighter in the history of the sport that you've never heard of. And I'm not talking about you, Joey, but, you know, the mainstream public, it's amazing. In a world in which, you know, smack talk and, you know, tattoos and basically angles sell fights, Adesanya isn't that guy. But he is a cocky dude. And, you know, I'd be cocky, too, if I was 19-0 and the UFC champion. I think he's being undersold here a little bit, Joe. I think there's, you know, I was surprised the number wasn't a little bit higher. What's your take on the fight? And you think the underdog's got a shot? Who do you like?
Well, this fight opened. It opened about $1.35, and they bet him up. He's about $1.85 right now. I tell you what, Paulo Costa, 13-0. I think this is a winnable fight for Costa, and this is why I say that. You look at Izzy, and I remember the night that Romero and Costa fought. I sat back and I said, you know what? I needed Romero that night. I needed Romero. Costa got the decision. I said that night, either one of these guys will beat Israel Adesanya. Now, since then, Romero got to fight Izzy and looked, you know, he did nothing in there. I think Costa's an entirely different animal. And look, this is the second time in history, UFC history, this is kind of a weird thing, coincidence kind of thing. Second time in UFC history, two undefeated guys are fighting each other for a title. The last time was UFC 98, Lyoto Machida against Rashad Evans. And
wow,
Waheed Islam was cornering Machida when Machida knocked him out in the second round. And Waheed is cornering Paulo Costa in this fight. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, history repeats itself, but it could happen. I watch this, you know, another thing. I watch this Adesanya, 75-5 kickboxing record, 5-1 boxing, right? But if you go back in his kickboxing record, like, he does have a good win against Brian Minto, credible in the boxing in his limited career. But you go look back at his kickboxing record, 75-5, right? Like, wow, that's outstanding. But something that I saw, he fought a Brazilian in 2017, and he was winning the fight, and he got stretched. I mean, he got laid out with a left hook. And that left hook is the same left hook that Paulo Costa is going to be throwing, I hope, tomorrow night. And if one of those lands, he's going to put him to sleep. That's my thought. I think he's got a puncher's chance, maybe better than a puncher's chance, and he's a black belt. So you don't know. I mean, maybe these guys have an entirely different, you know, game plan going here, and they want to take Izzy down. And if he takes Izzy down, and he's a legitimate black belt, which he is, Izzy could be in some trouble. I mean, I'm not trying to sell the dog here, but I'm betting the dog.
Well, it sounds like, I don't know if you're trying to sell it.
That's a pretty good sales job.
Cam just bet as you were talking.
You saw me there. Let's say Costa there plus one. Yeah,
I'm not trying to sell. You say you're not trying to sell. You even drop in. I hope he does. So yeah, we know that's zero. I mean,
Joe, you're the best. That was great.
you make some good points. This is a step up in class for Costa, though, right? Let's be real. Mm. And Adesanya's been in this position before where, oh, he's never fought a guy with this type of power. People said the same thing about Whitaker. And Adesanya has been, you know, he's faced powerful dudes like this before. Now, you mentioned, you know, the black belt, the jits. That's another element. Adesanya is hittable. He is going to get hit a couple of times. Ultimately, I'm just not getting in front of a fighter that's never lost before in UFC. You know, the guy's, he's 19-0. The total is 2.5. Obviously, I know it sounds sort of cliche to say this, but Adesanya is going to try to weather the early storm, right, Joey? And then rack this up on points as it goes. He's going to try to keep a distance, and he's pretty good at doing it. He's very good at doing it as well. You know, the total's 2.5 here, -156 to the over at FanDuel right now. What's your opinion on the distance of the fight?
Well, you know, a couple things here, and the stats guys will gobble this up. You know, Costa has landed more punches, I guess averages more punches per round than anybody in the UFC. And when you look at that, you say, wow, he lands more than Justin Gaethje, he lands more than Max Holloway, Alvarez. I mean, he lands more than all these guys statistically. But he also gets hit a lot more. The thing is, I look at this fight and I'm like, wow, you know, is he going to catch him clean and put him to sleep? I worry about a cut. I worry that maybe in the second, third round, fourth round, maybe Costa's chasing him down and, you know, and he just picks his shots. Izzy's a counterpuncher. You saw with Romero, if somebody isn't coming at him, he doesn't have a whole lot of offense. But I just think that Costa's a different animal than Romero. And while we talked about Romero's wrestling, why didn't Romero wrestle Izzy? I don't know. Maybe he couldn't, you know. But Costa, I think, presents a different problem. That left hook, I saw that left hook land in that kickboxing bout. And I know anything can happen and, you know, crazy things. I just know that Izzy gets hit and Costa's going to be thrown. And I have faith in that left hand.
Joey Odessa, Follow the Action. Great podcast. Great crew. Joey Odessa, the coach, Bradshaw, Philly Godfather. Great stuff. So, all right, Joey, the co-main event, John Jones gives up the belt. So, you know, it sounds strange, but a lot of people think that Reyes actually won that fight against John Jones. So if Reyes wins, I know I got Joey giving me we're on radio as well, Joey. You got to say no. You got to, yeah, we're on radio.
Okay. No.
That Joey's like giving me the no. Okay, I didn't say I did. I said some people think that Reyes won that fight against John Jones. All right, some people did. Some people thought Gustafson won too, but nevertheless. So,
and Santos too.
So I'm just stating, if Reyes wins and he's the champion, people are going to say, well, John Jones is going to come back. And that's what will happen. Jones will come back and take his belt back from him or whatever. But what about Błachowicz and what about this fight, Joey? Who do you like in this one? Who's going to be the new fake champ?
Reyes believes he won that fight. I don't believe Reyes won the fight. He won the first two rounds. John Jones won the next three. I think if they fought again, John Jones would pick up where he left off. Talk about Freudian slip there. I think that Reyes wouldn't win another round if they fought again. However, his best, how many times have you looked at guys in defeat and put so much credibility into that loss? Like, wow, he fought him close or that guy close.
We did the same thing with Anthony Smith. That's what built his career.
Yeah, exactly. He fought John Jones tough. He's coming off that loss. Before that, you know, all credit to Chris Weidman. He was a great fighter, 185 pounds. He beat Chris Weidman before that, okay? Weidman's a little long in the tooth, I would say. Błachowicz, I'm not saying Błachowicz is going to be a great champion or anything like that, but he does have some momentum going for him. He's won three in a row. And, you know, I can't lay 3-1 on Dominic Reyes. I mean, Dominic Reyes. I mean, what's he play for, the New England Patriots or something? I mean, you don't. Nobody even knows who this guy is. I mean, seriously, you talk about not knowing. I don't know.
He's a golfer on the PGA Tour.
Yes, Dominic Reyes. Yes.
He's a golfer. He's a golfer on the PGA Tour. That was good stuff. Who is this guy? Play on a New England pitch? Joey Odessa kicking it with a so. Sounds like Joey's looking at the underdogs here.
Sounds like, oh, yeah. Like, what's he? And these are like big, like, these are big pooches too, Gabe. These aren't small little dogs. He's looking at St. Bernards and you said it. You like your dogs, buddy. They're growling. Joey likes big, big dogs.
I agree. Listen, you know, Reyes is good at keeping distance as well. He's got those kicks and stuff. But when I saw the line, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, really? Come on, Andreas? So the guy lost, and like Joey said, it's a cottage industry now. Everyone makes money off of losing close to John Jones. And John Jones has been coasting, snorting lines of blow off of strippers' breasts.
And still won. Right. And
so,
still won.
So listen. Yeah, exactly. We've still got, we've only got 20 seconds. Give us one prelim on the way out, Joey. Sorry to run you, but we got to get out of here. Nope.
Yep. We've, he gone.
Done. He done.
He gone.
I see.
Gone.
Cousin Sal's ready.
Yeah, Cousin Sal's ready to rock.
Thanks, Joey.
Love you, Joey.
Hello, I'm Dr. David Chow, a.k.a. Pro Football Doc. I spent 17 years on an NFL sideline with the Chargers as a head team physician, and I can tell you, teams don't want to tell you the whole story. That's where I come in. I know what they're trying to tell you and trying not to tell you. I know how to assess injuries and how it will impact players and teams that week. Come check out ProFootballDoc.com. You can't make a bet or set a fantasy lineup without coming to consult with us at ProFootballDoc.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morency. Our apologies to Joey Odessa. Another hard out.
Two weeks in a row. Joey, it's like he's taking it, right? And it's me and you. It's like we feel bad. We love it. You're right.
Well, I got to be honest. Full disclosure for people like that are watching. We're on the radio. Shout out to our radio affiliates. But for people that are watching us as well, it actually sort of freaked me out and blew my mind. As we're talking to Joey Odessa, and then suddenly the chair is just empty.
Empty.
And he's
it was
gone.
Wild.
And yeah. I was like, this is like, I've never seen anything like this. Like, he
magic
up somewhere. Yeah, he was just wild. Gone. And yep. then, you know, I saw Cousin Sal sitting there.
Yes, exactly.
I'm like, am I seeing things? And then Joey was back. And I was like, I thought Joey was in it. Like, I don't know. It was very, so evidently, like, that was very Star Trek-ish. We had Cousin Sal yes. and Joey basically in these, like, in cyberspace. And it was freaking everyone out. And I think some people who were watching saw it. And that Joey Odessa, they were like, Joey just disappeared. Like, he's just gone. Yeah, but he wasn't gone. It was Cousin Sal's chair. They looked the same
yes.
room.
They sure
so Cousin
did.
Sal's chair was empty. And I'm like, wow, man. I'm smoking some good chronic here.
That's what I was thinking too. I'm like, what's up with our medication here? I'm seeing guys disappear and stuff. I'm like, what the heck's going on, man? I need help.
It's gone. It was creepy. It's crazy. You're talking to Joey. Next thing I know, there's an empty chair. And I'm like, I don't know what the hell just happened. But Joey just like vanished in thin air. Then I see Cousin Sal, and then Joey's back. So, yeah, our apologies to everyone. Apologies to Joey Odessa. Good hit, though. So, long story short, Joey likes both underdogs.
Yes, he does.
He's going both underdogs, man. We got it. Could have been a nice – I could have, like, sold it on the way out, but I was told, no, we had him back. And then, like, then Cousin Sal stepped in again. And I think Cousin Sal got tired of getting beamed up and beamed out.
Exactly.
And he just told everyone to F off and walk out.
Yes. I'm betting on that. My, I'll lay the juice. Sounds like a lock.
So I was like, I was there when I was supposed to be there. All right. I have all night for this stuff. I got to be honest, too. We're not throwing Cousin Sal under the bus because I'm a big prima donna. I've seen Cam meltdown. Like, you know, you get booked for a radio hit and they're like 5 minutes late and then it starts kicking it. I got other things to do, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I have a show coming up. I don't have all night.
I'm with you, Maranji.
I understand.
Yeah. I'm with you. I have one thing, and you know me. You know, you could crack jokes at me. You can hide my stuff. One thing I hate, late. Like when you like tell me, I remember I was doing the same thing with you. Those guys, when I was doing those hits, cancel, late.
It's like, all right.
Yeah, do we? Oh, thank God. Yep, we got Sal. Perfect. He was beamed up. Star Trek style.
All right. If we can get Sal's audio.
Audio would be great. Yeah.
Then we'll be fully set to go. Cousin Sal steps up. Sal. How you doing, Sal?
Can you hear me? Sal. I'm doing well. I just heard Cam complaining about me being late, despite the fact that I was in the waiting room for 4 minutes.
No, not you, Sal. No, we're not yelling at you.
Yeah, it's all right. One thing Cam stands is being late. Gotta be careful. Gotta be very careful these days.
We were defending you. We're
actually defending you.
It's just crazy stuff, Sal. We had a guest on. We're talking to him. And he just vanished in thin air, except your room and his room look very similar.
Is that right?
I was like, yeah. So we got confused, basically. But
well, here he is right here. Let me bring him back on.
And Joey. Sal and Joey kick it. You'd like him. You'd like him. All right, so let's get down to business, Sal. Listen, call me crazy, but I've been called worse. I talked earlier about I'm taking the Atlanta Falcons this week. They played two high-flying offenses in the first 2 weeks. The Cowboys came back on them. Yeah, it was a choke job. Week one, they faced Russell Wilson, who's going to light everybody up this year. They're laying 3 against a pedestrian Bear offense, a good defense, but I think the Falcons' offense is good enough to score on anybody. Yeah, if Quinn doesn't win, I don't see how this guy keeps his job. After this, with an 0-3 start, I'm going in. Give me the Dirty Bird, Sal. What's your take on that game?
You know what? I think it's a race to the gridiron grave between Adam Gase and Coach Quinn there. I think it's the Bears. I think the Bears win. I think they're the full of S team this year. That's going to end up 3-0. Trubisky's doing an all right job. I think he's got 6 touchdown passes, minimizing the picks there. You could definitely score against that Atlanta offense. Matt Ryan's going to put up numbers too, but Julio Jones is banged up. I think the Bears pull it out. I don't think Atlanta's in a position to give points yet.
Hey, Sal, Gabe and I were talking about the Philadelphia Bengals game, and this line's going down. People are buying into backdoor Joe Burrow, but we saw what Nick Chubb in Cleveland did. Cincinnati's missing interior guys with Atkins. So the running game, I got to see the Philadelphia Eagles running game really, really pounding Cincinnati. Is it a time to bet into the Eagles? Gabe and I are saying, yes, I think the Eagles can win this game by double digits. Do you like the Eagles this week? I think a lot of people like the Bengals.
I think so, too. I'm going to go Eagles here. And it's a kind of a desperation team. I know it flies in the face of my analysis 30 seconds ago with Atlanta, but I think Philly gets their stuff together. This is more of a better teaser game that I don't have to worry about Joe Burrow, backdoor Burrow, coming in, throwing A.J. Green in the fourth quarter, down to 10, cutting it to 3. But I do think Philly, they're as healthy as they're going to be in a while. I don't know. They're not San Francisco 49ers banged up or anything like that, but they're going to have to get it going. And I do, I think Sunday is the time and place.
Yeah, points bring down to 4.5 right now at FanDuel. Philadelphia Eagles -4.5, total 47.5. This is a good spot for the Eagles offense to get on track. And for your prop players, I think Miles Sanders does have a massive, massive day. So let's talk about banged up football teams in the San Francisco 49ers. That Super Bowl loser hangover thing is real, man. It just is. And, you know, so we don't even have time to get at all their injuries, but just boom, Jimmy Garoppolo out. Bosa out, Solomon Thomas out, Mostert out, Richard Sherman out. The New York Giants are basically playing their backups. Not to mention, the Niners are basically, you know, they're scared of the turf there. They think that the turf is causing injuries. And, you know, and I said yesterday, yes, that's the same thing Jimmy Hoffa said there. So, right. At the Meadowlands. Turf's causing injuries over there.
Injuries.
Nevertheless, they're banged up. Listen, the Giants were competitive last week. You know, Saquon Barkley's out, Sal, but he really wasn't doing anything anyways.
Right.
Sal, you know, Barkley's one of these guys, and he's one of the best athletes I've ever seen in my life. I was at a game 2 years ago with Barkley, and I was like, oh, I've never seen anything like that, like a move that he pulled. But the production's just not there. I don't think it hurts them all that much. Ultimately. And, you know, I think in life, you know, hard work to get rewarded sometimes. I think the Giants have put a lot of hard work in. I think it shows. You can tell they're finishing tackles more. Daniel Jones got to stop freaking turning the ball over all the time.
Yeah,
but is this a winnable game for the Giants? They're getting 3.5 at FanDuel right now. What's your take, Zach?
I think it is. I think you might see Jimmy Hoffa taking some carries back there instead of Barkley. Yeah, I mean, if you would have said to me, Barkley's out and the 49ers only basically have to win by a field goal or 4 points, I was like, almost 100% of the time, I said, I'll jump on the 49ers. But you're right, they are so banged up. I think they're playing 40% of their salary cap is actually going to be on the field on Sunday. And like that field that they complained about, they did not fly home. They stayed on the East Coast. I just think it's too many points to cover with so many no-names. I know the Giants aren't much better, but their defense has stepped up. It's surprisingly, Blake Martinez has done a good job. 6 sacks they have. 3 turnovers. I think they keep it close. They could actually win this game.
I think they can win the game, and if they don't, they'll lose a heartbreaker. Somehow.
They will.
Somehow, they'll, you know, San Francisco will will themselves to victory with a late field goal or something. All right, Sal, so what do you like this week as far as games we didn't bring up? What are you laying down on this week?
Well, I like Seattle down. You know, I'm going to stay away from my Cowboys because I think +5 is nice, but I think over. Now that line is going to 57 right now. It's a big, big number. I think it's going to be like 32-30, 33-30, something like that. Yeah, you see 56.5. It's wide up there. Cowboys are 24th defensively. No pass rush. They may even be worse than 24th. Seattle has given up more passing yards and more yards per game than any other team. We see Russell Wilson just laying it out. He has 4 wide receivers he could throw to now, and they're going to score, and they're going to score in early. I think there's going to be a lot of soup breaks, a lot of bathroom breaks for Ezekiel Elliott as he pounds the soup all day long. 33-30. I don't know who wins, but it's going to be right up there. This could go over in the third quarter.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this football game. And I'm a prop player as well. We'll definitely be playing the quarterback props in that game. All right, one of the games of the week this week, West Coast, East Coast, both 2-0 football teams, the Los Angeles Rams and the Buffalo Bills. Bills Mafia not throwing each other through tables in the parking lot. You know they're doing damage somewhere, right. Just not in the parking lot. But I like the angle of this with Jalen Ramsey. You know, Jalen Ramsey called Josh Allen trash before he even played one game in the NFL. And and Allen scored a touchdown and spiked the ball in Ramsey's face when he was on the Jaguars. And he hasn't forgotten. Like, Allen's like, yeah, bring it on. He goes, yeah, I look forward to this. I've got something special for him. And Allen, are you buying into Josh Allen right now? A lot of people, oh, they didn't play anybody. People either love Allen or hate Allen. Are you a Josh Allen guy? What's your take on this game? And are you
I'm in the middle. I think people are sending him to Canton, Ohio already because he beat up, who did he beat? The Bills and the Dolphins? Like, I think you have to do a little
Jets
more.
And the, Jets and the fish.
Jets and the fish.
Yeah. That's the big narrative, right? That Hopkins and Diggs went to new teams and they're 4-0, but they've played broken down defenses and now they have the Rams. And you're going to have Aaron Donald in your face and you're going to have a rejuvenated Jared Goff for some reason, throwing close to 70%. This is the Jared Goff Sean McVay always wanted. Jared Goff has 17 road wins in his career. I kind of like the Rams. I think they're better, and they're going on the Bills. Like you said, you're not going to have Bills Mafia in the parking lot. They're going to have to be breaking the kids' table at home, jumping off the couch head first. It's not going to be the same kind of thing. Not the home field advantage, even though the Rams have to travel. I'm taking the Rams there. Underdog Rams pull the upset.
What's the trap door of the week, Sal? Gabe, I was looking at this, guys, and I'm starting to think the Houston Texans are going to cover against Pittsburgh. It's going to be a very popular play. They've looked awful in their two games. We know in the NFL, that's usually the unpopular dog likes to bite. They're getting 4 points. It looks like a lean line. I think people are going to smash Pittsburgh. That's mine. I think I'm going to bet on the Houston Texans, Sal, but I'm a bit of an idiot.
No, Cam, I'm with you. I'll be an idiot by your side here. It doesn't really make sense if you look at the trends. DeAndre Hopkins is out. Fuller, go figure. He's questionable or may not play. I don't know what Watson has. They have trouble protecting him. The last 3 years, it's been a disaster. The front seven for the Steelers is better than most others. But yet, Bill O'Brien, when he's 0-2, the last 2 years he was 0-2. He's only been 0-2 twice. They won the AFC South both years. I think the Texans figure out a way somehow to keep this close. Wouldn't be surprised if they won in Pittsburgh. Game's not as important to Pittsburgh.
This is one of the games, isn't it, Sal, where, and Cam, but I'll throw it to you, Sal. It's one of these games where when you've been around long enough, you can sort of read between the lines, so to speak. And why is it only four?
That's right? What I'm talking about.
Why is this one only four? And I brought it up last night with the Dolphins when I said they're only giving you a plus 135 on a money line with the Dolphins. They're getting 3 points. Good example is the Bears are plus three. You're getting plus 162.
Oh, interesting.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, like, you know, you can tell what they really mean with these numbers. I was with you last week, Sal. I remember, and I bit the bullet last week with Houston plus the points.
Yeah,
I'm getting tired of losing with these guys. I got to tell you.
Me too. Exactly.
That was bad. Well, maybe the Ravens are just that a class above just everybody, or two classes above as it is. It's not fair that Texans played 4-0 team. The 4-0 the record. The teams.
Listen, we got to get out of here, Sal. Yeah. We have 5 seconds. Who wins, Chiefs or Ravens?
Ravens going away by a touchdown.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. Thanks to Cousin Sal. Nothing like Cousin Sal waiting in the bullpen, hearing us. It's like, what are you guys saying? I'm late? I like how I was here 4 minutes early.
He didn't hear the story, right? We were talking about other guys when we were doing hits and stuff.
I said I was defending you. Yeah, I was defending you.
It's like we were defending. Hey, Cam, shut up. He came at me good. I deserve it. Was fun. Sal's a good guy. I know. I told you, you can take swings at us. But
that's just though, Cam. It set up and it really sounded like you were ripping him. He's like, the one thing I hate is being late. He's like, settle down, Cam. Cam, you're never late, Cam. Yeah.
I know. We weren't even talking about, you're right, man. It sounded brutal for me, man. That was awful.
Bad time. One thing I hate is if you're late.
People
hey,
like,
Sal, he's like, I hey, wasn't Sal, late. How you doing? I was here early.
You're That's so right. It was good.
It's always fun with Sal, though. And Joey, too. Every Friday, Joey gets a heart out, and then we always get some laughs with Cousin Sal every Friday. All right,
true.
These games, we're still a little ways from the games, but just for the record, for people that might have to check out right now, college football coming up, Cam.
Yeah.
Tonight, Roadrunners, BB, now down to 6.5, and I'm glad because I think they're going to cover. I'm more of an underdog better, but it didn't work out betting on the underdog last night. So, guys, I think the University of San Antonio Roadrunners do cover the 6.5 tonight. We're going to break down all the football games on the other side, college football, NFL football. And we'll start to get into the NBA, but it's no secret. I like the Miami Heat tonight on the money line, Cam.
Yeah, it's a tough game, buddy. I don't know what I'm going to do. I might actually lay off the basketball game. We still have to make a decision on the hockey game. I'm going to probably bet one baseball game. The Marlins are massive dogs against the Yankees, plus 1.5. You don't even have to lay any juice. You get take back. I think that's a good spot, Gabe. And I will say this, the college game, I don't know. I was looking at Middle Tennessee, so I hope we're not on different sides there.
Well, we are, because I'm on the Roadrunners.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.